What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello, and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. It's Wednesday. How's everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing well. You know that I love Wednesdays, love doing this show. Today, I have a really cool guest. He is international business success coach and author, Dr. Vic Manzo. And we're going to be sharing about him and a lot from his book, Decoding the Matrix, Powerful Tips for Unleashing Your Potential and accelerating your spiritual awakening. But Vic's going to join me in just a few minutes. To all my regulars who listen to my show each week, thank you guys so much for being here. I guess if you have been listening, you know that we were taking two commercial breaks, but now we have moved to a new format where we take one commercial break at the 30-minute mark. So that's nice. Instead of going away two times, we only go away one time. So I'm excited about that. And to all of you who are new to my show, I want to say a big welcome. Thank you for being here with me, and I hope you keep coming back to listen to more because I always have great guests on my show. A little bit about me, for those of you who don't know, I am a photographer, I'm an artist, and I'm also an author, and I have a book, and it's titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, I have 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors' manifesting postcards. And a manifesting postcard is kind of like a mini vision board. A lot of people know what vision boarding is, especially, you know, in the new year, people like to do them for the year. So that's what a little manifesting postcard is. And in the book, I also have writing exercises. It helps us get clear on what we want to manifest, and a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest in areas like love and money and health, career, and so much more. So if you're interested in learning more and doing these inner work exercises and reading these people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore. You could get it online. Each week, I ask people to send me a manifesting postcard. I love getting them in the mail. And if you want to know how to do that and where to send it, if you go to my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com, it tells you how to create a manifesting postcard and also the address to send it. And if you're on Facebook, join my public group, Postcards of Love. We share like uplifting and funny stories, so you can catch me over there. So each week, I like to share what I call a magical message, and it is usually have a manifesting postcard that I get that has like an affirmation with it, because I like to focus on affirmations. I find them to be very powerful ways to becoming new beliefs in our lives. So this week's magical message is, if I had wings. So what do wings symbolize, right? Wings symbolize freedom. They represent the ability to fly and soar above all the troubles of the world. And for some of us, wings also represent protection. They can offer a sense of safety and security, like a guardian angel watching over us. When we see, or if we've ever had a dream about our vision of wings, it's often a sign that we maybe need to spread our own wings and learn how to fly. It can represent transcendence, teaching us for us to reach a higher level of spiritual awareness and understanding, freedom, definitely freedom, a wish for, you know, higher thoughts and a life that is filled with freedom and ambition, protection. Wings can represent protection from negative energies, and it helps us believe in our higher power or connect with our higher power, our connection with the divinity. Wings are an expression of our connection to the universe or God, whatever you're comfortable with. So when I think of wings and spreading my wings, how am I going to soar? How is my life going to soar? So that was just my little thought for this week. So next week, I have a guest. Her name is Dr. Donna Marks, and she's a licensed psychotherapist. And we're going to be going through her book, The Healing Moment, Seven Paths to Turn Messes into Miracles of Love. And she integrates psychology, personal experience, and she uses A Course in Miracles to teach people how to use their traumas and pain as a doorway to enlightenment and happiness. So join me next week to hear Dr. Donna Marks. But today, to get to my guest, and we're going to talk to him, and he's going to talk to us about a lot about these subconscious beliefs that we carry around. Dr. Vic Manzo, he is an international business success coach, certified pediatric chiropractor, 3 times author, he's a podcaster and speaker, and he is the founder of the Billionaire Success Formula. And this is what he says. He says, I stumbled upon creating a formula that leads to my success for the second part of my career. And this formula is a simple concept that I created from studying quantum physics, neuroscience, universal laws, spirituality, laws of nature and the body, limiting beliefs, subconscious programs, reframing one's mindset, behavioral neurology, and much more. And through these studies and his own experiences, he created a simple process that has allowed him to help hundreds of business owners, coaches, chiropractors achieve massive success in their life. And Dr. Vic is the author of 3 books, with the most recent one being Decoding the Matrix, Powerful Tips for Unleashing Your Potential and Accelerating Your Spiritual Awakening. His podcast is titled The Mindful Experiment, and it's ranked top 1% globally, and he's offering a free copy of The Mindset Solution, How to Think Yourself into Wealth and Freedom Today, an ebook on his website. If you go to his website, it's empoweryourreality.com. Welcome, Vic. Thanks for being here with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad we didn't miss each other. Our wires got crossed, but we connected just in time for the show, so it's awesome. I'm excited to talk to you. So why don't you share a little bit about your background? Because I guess you started off early. You were doing, you're a chiropractor also, but you were doing chiropractor, and then you kind of shifted into the career and what you're doing now. So can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've been a chiropractor for 12 years, and it's one of those things where first 5 years of my practice, I was doing everything I could to be successful and studying from as much business as I can, self-help, personal development. And 5 years later, the first five years of my career, I hit my financial peak. And there was some puzzling times with that, though. I was not satisfied like I thought I would be. I was unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. I was burned out every 4 to 6 months. And it puzzled me so much to be in love with something of what I do and be so passionate about it, but yet still get burned out.
Right.
And I started to realize that I even thought about leaving the profession because I'm like, I don't know if I want to be in business with this at least, because it's not, I don't feel fulfilled. It's always an uphill battle. There's always something. I just don't understand. And the reason why I didn't understand was because when I was in chiropractic school, outside of chiropractic school, I was studying energy healing, different healing modalities. Through that journey, I started learning through quantum physics, consciousness, universal laws, all that stuff. And I was like, well, I'm trying to define if I'm the creator of my life and I'm the author, producer, and all these things, but yet this is how my path has been so far. I'm not okay with this. So if I'm truly that, I should be able to change it and choose something different.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Mm,
and changed my whole practice around and everything else. And long story short, the experience I had with that and how business became more effortless, the success came effortless and all that stuff. That's what turned me into getting into coaching.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, because you could do something that you love and still get burned out because, you know, photography, I love it so much. And I've done different kinds of photography over the years. And I, too, got burned out, you know, doing it because it was like, okay, you know, I have this passion for it. I love it. I'm good at it. I love my creativity. Why am I, like, not excited anymore, you know? And that had to shift a lot in my life, too. So I totally understand that feeling and that perspective. I want to, before we get into, you know, because you talk about the billionaire success formula, and I want to talk about that. But what I want to talk about first is, because I really think that probably 99.9% of us have this. We always have these subconscious beliefs, right? There's an underlining program that's running the show. Like, why are we not manifesting? Why aren't we attracting what we want? Why aren't we aren't happy? We're doing all the right things. But there's something going on underneath that we might not be aware of. So what can you share with us about that, about our subconscious and the programs that run?
Yeah, this is the things that they were conditioned into us at some age between of age 0 and 6. Some can be even within while you're in the womb. They're imprints that get put on us, and it kind of sets the stage of what we think life is. And once your brain gets to, once you're at the age of 7, the brain kind of says, I have life kind of figured out.
Okay.
And that's the conditioning side of it. So imagine you have a limiting belief or a program in you that you have a self-worth issue. And this is going to relate to finances and your value.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what coach you have, program you do, online class, doesn't matter how long you work, as long as that's built in the construct of the subconscious mind or unconscious mind, it has to constantly keep having your mind pay attention to the lack that you have, because what is considered to be truth. Now, you can change these things, but it's again, one of the things is it's unconscious.
Yeah.
So you brought up a point of like, you know, manifesting, doing this is what I want, but it's not happening, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because you have an unconscious program. And you can't think your way through this kind of stuff. So people sometimes get frustrated because they're like, well, why can't I just figure this out? I should be able to know. Like, I know this is it. And it's like, it's not that. It's unconscious. So you have to get into the feeling side. You can't think it. You have to feel it.
Right.
Because you can feel you can become aware from the feeling.
That was going to ask you that. That was going to be my follow-up for those of us that do carry around. Because we all carry around limiting beliefs and subconscious programming, all of us. I don't think anybody's exempt, right? So how do we become aware that we're doing that? Like, what are the signs, you know, people listening? Like, hey, what is my subconscious belief? I probably have something. How do I know what I'm carrying around?
What's showing up as a pattern consistently in your life? That's one of the first ones. If that doesn't work, another one is, what triggers you? What gets you emotionally involved? What's catching your attention and you fire up emotionally? There's going to be something there, you know, and like growing up from, like, I used to tell people a lot of times, like, somebody can say something negative about you.
Right.
But if you react to it and one of them bothers you, like you get mad or you get frustrated, you get angry, that's a defense mechanism in the nervous system. That means you believe it somewhere. Mm-hmm. You may not consciously believe it, but subconsciously you do, or else you wouldn't react.
Right.
Like, some people can call me a certain name and I sit there and go, that's great. You can call me whatever you want. I really don't care. Because I don't think of it that way. But I do have subconscious programming too. And there's certain things you can say. And sometimes people say something, they don't even have the intention of where it came from. But because of my subconscious programming, I looked at it that way. My brain became aware of it. It was like, boom. And then I had a trigger response to that. And so those are really great, because it opens that door to start going right into there and start asking those questions. Why am I getting so bothered by this? Where has this come from? Is this me? Why would I let something so small get the best of me this way? Or why am I letting this affect me so much? You start asking those questions, you can start going down that path and to get to where it's like, oh yeah. And sometimes it may happen kind of quick, but sometimes it takes a process.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, when you're really triggered by something, I always think like, I'll always ask myself, like, why is this triggering me so much? Like, really? Like, what is going on here? And that's usually when I start to go down the rabbit hole of my own life and figure out, oh, that's why, right? And you mentioned something. You're like, a lot of us have limiting beliefs and subconscious programs around finances and financial abundance. A lot of us do. So how would you tell people to try to look for that? I always figured that a lot of times we inherit the story. We inherit like DNA from our families, right? So if your family had an unconscious belief about never having enough money, there's a very good chance, if you're struggling financially, that you are also carrying that belief.
That was me. I mean,
that
you know, My wife always says all the time, she's like, you just never, it's just never, things, some things are just never good enough. And I was like, well, you have to, you know, you understand my background. You understand what I grew up. You understand the conditioning I have. And she's like, I get it. She goes, but that's, and I'm like, you know, the, you, that's not okay. I'm like, I know it's not okay. I'm working through it. I've gotten better in some areas. Some other areas I still struggle. But financially, here's an easy one, right? So an individual who does not have that programming, let's say they have an abundance mindset, right? So they see things in the terms of abundance. If they lost $1 million, they would not, blink an eye. No, flinch at all. They wouldn't affect them at all. They may go like, ah, you know, got this, but it's all good. Nothing to worry about. They'll shrug it off. No problem.
Right.
Somebody who doesn't have that type of mindset has some sort of a limiting belief. And this is the work I kind of did for myself to kind of have, once I did it, I had quantum leaps in my life financially. But it was one of those things where I was like, why is it that when maybe a patient didn't sign up for care or I had this unexpected bill come in, I get this like deep pitted stomach and I start to get worried and I start to get frustrated and I get all these things. That means I'm from I believe that money's scarce in some way.
Right.
That, and it could be a value thing. There's a whole plethora of stuff. It's not as like straightforward, but it could be something along those lines where I don't see money in a state of an abundance. I see it as being limited and scarce and can be taken away. Mm-hmm. Like for me, my conditioning was whatever I have good is going to be taken away in some shape or form. So it's like, even though I'm successful, when I was successful in my practice and I hit almost seven figures and all these other things, I literally was looking at that and going, but instead of going, this is awesome. Look where I'm at. I can't believe all this work I've done. I've been putting in, I've been focusing, I've been visualizing, I've been doing all these things. And instead I was like, what if? And then I had to reprogram that. And once I did, here comes COVID and we take a 40% hit in the first month. And my wife looks at me and goes, why are you not worried? She's like, you're way too calm. I'm like, everything's going to be fine. We're good. I'm not even worried about this. It's all going to work out. And the thing is, I'm sharing how to be aware of it, right? So that's the thing I'm trying to share here.
Right.
The second thing is that when you know you've done the work, because again, this is all unconscious. You know you've done the work, it's because you don't react, you respond. You see, I used to react all the time with all this financial stuff, and most people do, especially now with Trump, the times where we're at. But when you respond, it's like, no, it's all good. We're going to be fine. Or here's the strategy. Here's what I'm going to do here. Here's what I can take out from this situation.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I just got an aha moment listening to you. So when it comes to financial, because one of the, I'm sure you've heard this, money is the root of all evil, right? And that is very much indoctrinated, especially in segregated religion. And I just found that, I just got an aha moment that it's really interesting to control people when they're poor and they don't have anything, right? Isn't it? Don't you think, like when people are poor and they don't have anything, they feel like they have no freedom, like I was talking about a little bit in the intro about freedom. So it's so much easier for someone else to come in and control you, right? And get you underneath their rule. And it just I don't know, it just hit me as I'm listening to you talk about that, because so many people think that money equates greed. If you have money, you're greedy. It means you're evil. It means you're not a good person. Well, who wants that? Nobody wants to be that, right?
No, totally. And again, it's the whole money, the root of all evil. It's actually the love of money is the root of all evil. And money just makes you more who you are.
Right.
Like at the end of the day, it's just going to make you who you are. So if you were slightly greedy, you're going to become more greedy. But if you're if you're slightly generous, you're going to become more generous. So it just makes you more who you are.
I believe that too. That's so true. Oh my God. So, and it applies to every area of our life, every area. So if you're feeling lack and you have a limiting belief around lack in also love, right? You're going to notice that you're going to see it in your life. It shows up for you, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like I'm not good enough. Nobody's going to love me. I can never find love. All that stuff. Those are the stories you tell yourself.
Exactly. Or even like XYZ is always like this. Women, men are always like this. This is why I always attract. It's whatever that's going to be. It's deep rooted conditional stuff, but this can be in your love relationships. This can be in health. This can be in your mental emotional states of mind. I mean, it's universal.
Yeah. Speaking of universal and with the work that you do you see any global limiting beliefs that we share, like, together? Do you see that as you've been doing more of this work?
Yeah, I mean, like, one of the big ones that is from a business perspective is that, well, even let's not even put business. It's just a human thing that we've been conditioned, and that is to do. Doing. We have to do more. Some cultures are a little better than this of not doing versus others, like European cultures or certain things that they're I'm Italian, so it's like Italians are very, you know, you go to Italy.
So am I.
I tell people, my patients, that's right, you are.
Yeah, Caprio and Manzo, so we're Italian,
There you go. And so when I have patients like are going to go visit Italy, I'm always telling them, your restaurant experience will not be like how it is in America. Just please understand that it is not, the culture is different. And they appreciate it. But long story short, but we're all about, what do I have to do? Tell me what to do or think, right? We're in this type of society. It's the culture that we have now. And it's not just in America. It's all, it's in pretty much, people I've talked to in Australia think this way, UK, in different areas of the world. And it's one of those things that we always believe we have to look outside. We've been so conditioned. Now, one of the deeper things, if you want to talk about big conditions, is that we have to look outside ourselves to determine our value and worth rather than looking within. And that's been conditioned for thousands of years. That's not something just recent. But the doing side has been recent the last couple hundred years. But it's that factor of we're human doers instead of human beings. And I think Wayne Dyer talked a lot about that.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, he did talk a lot about that. Okay, so listening to you, people are listening right now. They're like, oh, yeah, I definitely know. I have a limiting belief around lack, that there's never enough for me, or, you know, I have an unconscious belief that says I'm not good enough and all that stuff. So what can we do to start to shift that and reprogram? Like you said earlier, we can't think it. Right? We can't think it. It doesn't work that way. We have to change the way we believe. So how can we start doing that?
Well, one of the things is tapping into that feeling. What does that feeling feel like when you have that come up? Right. So when you have that worry, or if you have that something comes up, or you're having that anxiousness, that nervousness, that anxiety, the fear, the anger, resentment, whatever that's showing up, tap into your body. Where does that show up in the body? Become aware of it. What does it feel like? What images can you put under it? Can you call it a name? Because it's really great to call it a name because you're disassociating it from yourself. And then from that moment, when you have that feeling and you can feel where it is, tell your brain, hey, this means that. Program it. The left brain wants to be involved. Your ego wants to get involved. It has to be part of the process. It exists for it. The ego is not a bad thing per se. And so it's one of those things where you say, hey, you're picking up on patterns. That's one of your jobs. So I want you to let me know when I feel this, that means this. This means not good, or this, something short and simple. Once you build up that awareness, then we can start to reprogram. Because all it is just you're giving energy and power to something that gives it life. You can the process is simple. Just flip the script and choose something different. It can be, you know, have a belief system that's empowering. We have another system. Have a belief that is empowering. So instead of limiting, let it be empowering. If you feel you're not worthy or not of value, then go ahead and declare that you are. And if you want to go to, and if your brain's still playing a game on you like it does for me, my mind, I could say that and I can get all the feelings behind it and so forth, but my mind's going to go, yeah, buddy, that doesn't, you don't have proof of that.
Right.
But you actually do. It's just in different ways. I look back at my past then and see when at a time in my life that I was in a situation or something along that line, to where I was in a place where I had this fear coming up, and it actually all worked out, you know. And for me, it's always sports. I mean, business too, but sports has always been that for me. And I just think of it. When was the time I had everything on the line? I thought I couldn't do it. I thought I wasn't able, capable of. But I had to buckle down. I got my head straight, and I just said, hey, I'm going to give it all I can give, and whatever happens, happens. And next thing you know, it went beyond I could ever imagine. And I was like, wow. So I start to build my confidence from past experiences. We all have them in some shape, way, or form. And that can give you, you can start to tell your brain, like, I can do this. If I've done it before, I can do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, if I've done it before, I can do it again. It's a lot of mental exercising and practice. Like, I talk about this a lot, and I've had other guests that have also talked about it. Right? It's not like you just say it one time, and then you're like, okay, I'm all healed and fixed, and I've let go of that. No, it doesn't work like that. It's like when you work your body out. You have to, it has to become a new and constant practice, and you have to catch yourself. You have to catch yourself on what you're saying to yourself every single day, because we have so many thoughts that go through in a day, and you know, we're not even aware of the most of the thoughts and the things that are going through our mind. So how do you help your clients make it like a daily practice?
I love it. This is a great question, because yeah, we have to change the neurology, right? That's what we're really mm-hmm. doing. We need the repetition to rewire our brain. Mm-hmm. So when once I teach my clients the feeling thing that we talked about, so they become aware of it. And then mm-hmm. from there, what I do is, and there's so many things that are out there that you can do for a memory reset, you know, pattern interrupt, collapse the wave, as they call it in quantum physics. But I call it, it's a bracelet thing. Everybody uses this for different things, but it's literally, you can do a rubber band or you have a bracelet on you. It has to have some elasticity to it. Mm-hmm. And you can, anytime you feel that feeling, you create a pattern interrupt by either snapping the rubber band or bracelet on your wrist. That's called a pain. Mm-hmm. We're trying to elicitate pain. We can do it actual physical pain like you just felt. Mm-hmm. Or the other pain is taking the rubber band or bracelet and putting it on the other wrist. Because eventually mm-hmm. you're going to get annoyed of constantly having to do it. Because in the beginning, I always tell my clients, like, you're going to be doing this a lot. So just be aware of that feeling. It's going to come up, and I want you to keep, you're going to keep doing it. But eventually you'll notice as a month goes on, you're doing it less. Another month goes on, you're doing it less. By the third month, you're not even thinking of it anymore.
But that's good. Okay, wait, hold that thought. Wait, before we get into the reasons behind it, because I just looked at the clock and I see that we're at the commercial break. So let's take it here, and then we're going to continue our conversation when we come back. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga, and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Capriel is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged / developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So today I'm speaking with Dr. Vic Manzo, author and international business success coach. So Vic, we were talking about, before the break, shifting our unconscious beliefs. And I wanted to ask you, because the title of your book is Decoding the Matrix, Powerful Tips for Unleashing Your Potential and Accelerating Your Spiritual Awakening. So what do you mean by decoding the matrix?
Yeah, the matrix is, we got to define what it is, and that's just basically human collective consciousness. And decoding it, the process of decoding is understanding the influence it has on us, how it can either uplift us or bring us down, what it could be a mental prison that we put ourselves in, how it conditions our mind. I talk a lot about the subconscious growing, especially the age 0 to 7 and all those different things. But it's understanding the influence, what it is, and the influence it has on our life, and how it could potentially hold us back from achieving higher levels of what we want to experience in our lives and so forth.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. And then you also talk about the quantum world. What do you mean, like, by the quantum world? For those who are like, what are they talking about?
So I use the term quantum world. I used to say the spiritual world, but that got too woo-woo. But
yeah,
what happened is, quantum physics has come around and proven that there's all that stuff is true. So I'm like, this is the quantum realm. And but to go a little deeper for the listeners, the quantum world is the invisible world we can't see, that the whole entire physical world, everything we can see, hear, touch, and all those different things is all tied to that quantum world. And so understanding that principle, this is kind of what I bring this quantum physics into the realm to support the stuff that I share and helping clients, especially business clients, hit those levels or do certain things in certain ways.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I know what it is because I read about all this stuff, and my guests are always we're always talking about this kind of stuff. So, but a lot of people, this is new to them, right? They may be hearing this show for the first time, and something attracted them here, and they want to hear what you're talking about, but they're trying to grasp, because it's like everything. Like we can measure energy, right? So we know everything is made up of energy. So that's kind of what we're talking about. That's why we were talking about before the break, subconscious beliefs and limiting beliefs and reprogramming our subconscious mind, because that is an energy that we're putting out and the universe is matching that, right? That is, what is that? How do you say it? That is what is like itself is matched. I'm not saying it right, but you know what I'm talking about.
Like attracts like, or resonance. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I'm like twisted over my tongue here. Okay. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. And you help people. So people will come to you and they would say, Dr. Vic, I need help. I'm here at my business. I can't get any higher. I haven't been able to, no matter what I do. I work hard. I do everything everybody's telling me and I'm stuck here. So you work with people when they come to you with that. So like, I'm coming to you. I'm like, I'm stuck. What do I do? What would be like, how would you approach me? What would you tell me to start doing the first thing?
The absolute first thing all my clients do is we map out your vision.
Okay.
The vision of why you exist. I take it from different levels. So we have the soul level, which is what's the purpose of why you exist as a human in this lifetime and this and so forth. It's a tall order, But it's one of those things we want to get as crystal clear, and I help guide them in that journey of how to find that. Then it's, you know, whatever their business in, if they're a chiropractor, coach, whatever that may be, you're a business owner. Okay, why are you a business owner? What's the vision of being a business owner? Why did you start that in the first place? You know, getting to the whys and diving back to what, why did you really choose this? And what really wakes you up and gets you excited in that process? I'm trying to learn their world from that way so I can understand as we go through the coaching process, how I can use that aspect tool then to use that to help balance their energy, get their energy where they need, not balance it, get it where they want it to and keep it up at as high as possible so they can create a stronger signal to the universe, to the field, to whatever we like to call it, to then start to attract the life of what it is that they desire.
Right. Yeah, because that's what it is, right? We all want, you know, we all have a vision of what we want our life to look like. And many people, unfortunately, have become very frustrated and have just given up because they just don't have the energy and they don't know what to do. So what is it? You call it the billionaire success formula. What is that?
So the billionaire success formula is just 15 years of my experience and studying on all these different ologies or studies that I've done over the years to sum everything up in the most simplest way I possibly can. So the formula is real simple. It's your vibe times your mind, and you square that, times I, which is inspired action, and that equals success. It's as simple as that. And it's when I work with clients after we've gone through some stuff, I always have them when they're looking at their life, whatever's showing up, I always have them go back to saying, well, success, you're not hitting the level of success of what you choose. So let's look at inspired action. Are you taking forced action or inspired action? When we get into vibe and mind, there's a whole plethora of things, but that, you know, that we look at, like what's your vision, your values, what's your intention every single day. How about your mindset? Where are your thoughts? Where are you putting your energy to? What's your emotions you're giving into? What's, you know, what are limiting beliefs are we working at? All this different stuff. And then like, okay, how have we been doing? Where are we at with it? And they'll go, oh, you know what? I've been slacking on my mindset lately. My headspace hasn't been great. All right, great. When did that happen? About 2 to 3 months ago or 2 or 3 weeks ago, let's say. And I'm like, well, this is kind of leading up to where we are now. So, okay, what do we have to do? What, you know, I'll ask them a bunch of questions of where we're at, and we redirect, create a game plan, and then we get going from there. So that's kind of the success formula and how I use it and apply it. But that's where it came from.
Oh, okay. You said something, and it made me think. You said you asked them if they're working from inspired action or forced action. What's the difference?
So inspired action means you are pulled to do something. You can't ignore it. You're going to constantly be thinking about it. You're going to be pressed to do it. It's just, you're going to feel like you just have to do this. You don't know why. The mind can't figure it out sometimes. And you just feel like you have to. Forced action is like saying, I need to go post 7 reels a week on Instagram. I need to do this. I need to do that. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to do that. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. You're forcing. I'm not saying you're not supposed to do those things. But if you're not feeling pulled to do it, if you're not excited to do it, that's a lack of alignment to your vision and what you want to create and attract in your life.
That's a really good point. And I'm actually glad you used the example of social media and posting, because I've been there. You know, marketing is not my area of I don't find as much joy from that as I do talking to the people I talk to or just creating the photos that I like to create, right? But like, I feel sometimes like it's a forced action. And I have some other friends who are also in their own business, and we were just having the conversation last night, and she was very stressed out because she's creating a new line, and she has to do all of this social media marketing. And she's like, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that. And it's our have to list, right? That's when it feels forced. And so I would tell her she's out of alignment with her vision, right? Would that be something I could say to her? Like, you're out of alignment right now with your vision?
Absolutely.
And what could we tell these people who feel that way, or when it comes up, what should we do? Like, how do we become inspired? Even if we love what we're doing. Like, how do we become inspired?
The thing is, like, here's an example. I share this with my clients all the time. I literally tell them, this is what I'm trying to get you to, and literally just stay there, is go back to a 3-4-year-old. Now, I don't mean that from a mature level, but I mean that from, if you think about, for the listeners here, like, if you think about a 3-4-year-old, there are two things that go on that they do. Number one, their imagination's at their peak level at that time. So imagining, There's no judgments with what they imagine. In my office, when I adjusted, you know, I was a pediatric chiropractor, so adjusting 3-4-year-olds, the things they would tell me on the stories, the instruments I use, and all this other stuff, I would just have a ball with them because it was just like, I was so blown up. I'm like, how do they see this? Where does this come from? It's just so amazing.
Right. Yeah.
So there's that portion. But here's the second part that is the most critical that we just don't do because it's all about, you know, and well, I'll get into that in a second, but it's being, you know, they just do what they love, whatever excites them.
Right.
They don't think things through and say, well, what should a 3-4-year-old be doing right now? Let me think about that for a second. I'm at this level in my career, or I'm at this level in this life, right? So it's like, right. I should be doing this and being this. They don't think that way. They're in the aspect of, what do I want to do that's fun and exciting?
Right.
And I say that because that's what you should be doing in your business. I mean, literally, this is the business advice I give. What is something that excites you? What's something that you want to do for free that you can give? You can do for free? Because it fulfills you so much, you can't. If someone told you you have to stop doing that, you wouldn't, no matter what. Like, that's the level of excitement, and that's how you want to. Because don't get me wrong, when you have a business like anyone else, there are parts of your business that you love doing. Like, there's things that you can't get me to stop doing.
Right.
But there's parts of my business, like you're mentioning marketing, and it's one of those things where you don't enjoy it, right? And depending where you are in business, sometimes you have to do it, like have to in a sense, like, well, you don't market. Well, there's, you know, it's going to be, well, I should bite my tongue on that because technically I don't agree with that because you can attract it. But that's a whole other story.
Right.
Because you don't have to focus on marketing. You could just get into the energy and somebody may come and do it for you. You may create a partnership. You may join something. So there's all these other things. But the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, what gets you excited and focus on that because that's going to raise your vibe. That strengthens your signal. It makes the signal go out stronger. When you send a signal out stronger, your intentions are a lot behind stronger. And when your intentions are stronger and you're vibing higher, now all of a sudden you attract faster and stronger things to you quicker. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. Your attraction power becomes a lot more powerful.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, and truthfully, like, you know, I attracted the radio show, and that's my weekly marketing. I love doing it, right? I don't have to think about it. I don't think about it as a marketing standpoint. I think about it as, what am I going to talk about today? Who's my guest? What am I excited about? And there you go. And then I just go with it, right? It airs every week. People can listen to it anytime they want. So that's like a way of attracting it without thinking about it. So I totally understand that perspective. And also I haven't done a in-house workshop since before COVID. So what I would do, I noticed that because you said tapping into that three-year-old, that child energy, when people would first come, everybody would be like, you know, we're all adulting, you know, everybody's being like so cool and collected and, you know, serious. But I bring out all these things for us to play with to make a postcard. And I watch people's energy shift. Like, they become like kids, like when we were doing art classes and working with all that stuff, and a whole new energy. And that's what I'm trying to have people tap into, is that energy. It's not necessarily what we're creating in front of us. It's tapping into that energy that it inspires. So I totally understand that.
Yeah, I mean, we come into this world, we actually know how to be human, and then we're conditioned out not to be human, in a sense. You know, like we come in being human beings, and then we're conditioned to be human doers, and walking on a, you know, hedonic wheel or the hamster wheel and the same old and all those other things, instead of realizing that was never the intention of the human experience. It's to be just like anything else. It's supposed to be, you know, I wouldn't say different all the time, but there's supposed to be more colors to it. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, I agree. That's why, what do people say the first time they meet you? Oh, hi, what do you do? Right?
Exactly.
I mean, nobody ever says, hey, yeah, oh, what do you do? Yeah, so it's interesting. It is something that we all do together collectively. We're not even aware of it. So I wanted to ask, because you mentioned this, that you use visualization and vision with your clients. You help them vision their dreams, visualize their dreams. So what does that look like?
Yeah, so what I do is I you know, there's no all time, there's no such thing as time really per se. All it is everything's happening instantaneously. So our mind can actually time travel. And some people, when I say that, they go, what do you mean time travel? I'm like, yeah, think of something in your past, think of something in your future. You just time traveled. So I'm like, what I do for that, what we do is we help them visualize who's that future self or who they want to become? Who does that person look like? So let's say you want to have a seven-figure business, right? Because let's talk money, because a lot of people, there's a huge emotional attachment to that.
Of course.
So money, seven-figure business, you want to make, $300,000, whatever that is.
Okay.
Who, instead of thinking of what that money is, instead, who does that person have to be? How do they show up in life? What do they react to? What do they give their attention to and their energy to, their thoughts go to? How are they thinking throughout the day? Do they have limited thoughts, empowering thoughts? Who's that individual that you want to create that you want to become? How do they look, right? And when the more you get clear on this, the more you play with this and the more crystal clarity you can get, it doesn't matter. Again, there's no such thing as time frames. I'm not saying in 3 years or 5 years. Or 10, who's that future self? You can choose 5 years down the road or 10 years. It's totally up to you. But it's that future self. Who are they? And you feel them out. What's that? Again, going back to the feeling, because we want to get into the nonlinear side of things.
Right.
So what does that feeling show up? It should be exciting. You should feel lighter. It should be like a little like, you know, I don't know, butterflies in your stomach or something. There's, you'll have something show up. And then you say, okay, that's what it is. And that's the feeling. Now let's tell left brain or my ego, hey, I want to let me know that this is feeling means this. So you can program it. Then from there, it's always just then tapping into that feeling. And if you're not having that feeling, then you're not aligned to that future self. If you have a thought, this is what I kind of tell people a lot of times, like you have 50 to 70,000 thoughts that happen every single day. There's a certain portion of those that your mind's going to pay attention to. The question you want to ask yourself as much as you can is when you have a thought come up and it's, let's say it's frustrating, it's creating a reaction. You say, okay, let me take a time out here. Does this thought align with my future self or does it not? And if it doesn't align with my future self, thought goodbye, replace it with a new thought. And eventually you're not going to have to do this all the time. It's just in the beginning.
Yeah.
Once the neurology has been programmed and you rewired your brain, then all of a sudden it's automatic and it's in the subconscious and you're good to go. And so, but this is the kind of things I work with my clients dramatically on about who their future self is, how do they act, how do they be, like you're creating it. Again, there's no rules. This is where you want to be really crystal clear about this is you creating the 3-4-year-old version, creating a person of who they want to become in the future. That is the vision I'm trying to give you to, or the vision, like the idea behind it. So that way, when you're doing this, this is what you're doing. So it's not like, oh, so-and-so says, this is what I should be at this level and this is the life they have. So that's what I want to have. So that's how I'm going to become. No. It has to be, you know, again, it may be that, but it has to come from you is what I'm trying to get at.
It has to come from you. Yeah, that makes sense. And I imagine that some people probably come to you and are very surprised when they discover that what they're doing isn't what they want to do at all. And maybe that's why they have the have to list so long and the dread, like there's the dread, like, oh, I have to do this and I have to do this. If that's what you're feeling, then that's a pretty good indicator that maybe you're not doing what you should be doing. You're not doing, you know, what's meant to be for you. If you feel that way, I imagine a lot of people must come to you and have those experiences.
You know, it's funny you're bringing that up because last year I actually started tracking it and I had about almost, it was like between 30 and 40%. Of people who run a business, some of them have been in it for 5 to 10 years minimum, to where they're right now no longer in that business or in there in a transition process because they've really found out that this is not really what they wanted. And it was either following what maybe mom and dad said back in the day when they were 4 or 5 years old, maybe it was something they saw and, you know, whatever that may be, there's a thousand things, millions of things that could be. But it's pretty fascinating that when I started to see a pattern of it, I was like, I got to pay attention to this a little bit. And so when you brought it up, I have to share that.
It makes sense to me. I mean, that's why they put so much pressure on kids. Pick your college. What are you going to major in? What did it? I mean, come on. You know how many people are not doing anything that they graduated with college in? I mean, you know, it's like we're discovering who we are. You know, it's like let's not put so much pressure on these kids so young to know who they're going to be already. Like they have to figure it out and they have to tap into what excites them to see what direction that they want to go. Right. I mean, it just makes sense to me. So I imagine a lot of people, maybe they inherited a business from their family and they hate it, but they feel obligated. So that's why it's not growing the way that they want. And they're not making the money that they feel they should be making because they're in that energetic space. But I definitely want to ask you this because I don't want to forget because I think this is really important. And you bullet pointed this. Your story is your niche. Okay, we all have a story. So what does that mean? What does that look like?
You know, your story is your brand. It's your niche and what you do. It's what separates you apart from everybody else, right? Because we're always looking at niches of being like in business. So it's like, who's the idea? Who's the avatar? Who's your ideal client? Who's your ideal patient? Who's your ideal? What's the age bracket? What's this? What's that? And that's all great. You have to do that. I mean, I say you have to because there's laws in marketing and that's part of it if you're going to market. But you can do it that way, or you just share your story. You're going to attract the people that are going to be aligned to you or they're aligned to your message of what you're sharing. And that story that you share and what you've gone through and how you see things and so forth, that's going to attract a certain type of people to you that are going to resonate with that. Because sometimes you may think from a linear perspective, you need to niche it down to, let's say you want to focus on females at this age bracket and so forth. Well, there could also be maybe a male who's open to the work that you do. And but they read females and they go, they don't work with males, so I'm going to go ahead and move away. But if it, you know, if you share a story behind it of what you do, you're sharing that story, that starts to separate you from everyone else. And that's why I use that as story is your niche.
Your story is your niche. Yeah. So how did you use your story as your niche, like to get yourself to the next level?
In my chiropractic office, it was when I have two different ones. So in my chiropractic office, it was what chiropractic did for me and how it, you know, in the beginning, how it conditioned my mind to think that health was just exercise and nutrition. And it was vastly something totally different. The second part of my chiropractic business was my story became, this is when I really found out what I really wanted to do in my practice, was I was a very sick child who had doctors telling me I couldn't do certain things. And there's always something coming up. And I was tired of someone telling me I couldn't do something or I had some bad news being told to me without, you know, any hope. I didn't want no kid ever to go through those emotional issues of what I went through and the struggle and the parents and all the stress that they went through. So it became a very big passion of mine. That's why I wanted to serve kids. From a coaching perspective, it's all the burnout I went through. It's all the following and studying and listening to everybody of telling me what I'm supposed to do and how to be successful. And this is what you should, all this stuff. And not working, and then finding out a more simple way of doing it, which is actually, it's going to be work. The work I teach is, it's work. I always tell people, this is work. This is not going to be fun stuff sometimes. And, but it's my journey of what I went through and how I kind of feel like I broke the mental prison. I was prisoning myself and I broke out of it. And I started to live my truth, live what mattered for me, what fulfillment is, living a more fulfilled life and not being binded or held down by conditions, constructs, societal pressures, whatever that may be. It just be like, no, this is what I want to choose to do because it fulfills me and I'm happy. I'm that 3-4-year-old choosing this because I'm just happy. I don't have to have a reason. I'm just happy to do this and I'm excited to do it. I may do it for a year. I may do it for 10 years. I may do it for my rest of my life. I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy the moment and the journey of where I'm at now.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we all want. I mean, we all want to just be joyous, passionate, and have love in our life and abundance, right? I mean, globally, we all want the same things. Okay, so you have, for everyone listening, people can get a free copy of The Mindset Solution, How to Think Yourself into Wealth and Freedom. You have an ebook, right, on their website that people can grab today who are really interested?
Yes.
Want to learn more? Yes. Okay, awesome. And share a little bit about your podcast, The Mindful Experiment. When's it on? Yeah. When do you release new episodes? Do you have guests? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I do a mix. I do a solo interview usually in the beginning of the week, and then I'll do an interview at the end of the week, usually on the weekend. And it's, you know, I have about 454 episodes right now. So I've been doing it for a little bit, but the podcast is all about life. You know, there's not one specific thing. It's called The Mindful Experiment because the life experiment just didn't resonate, but mindfulness is one something I like a lot of. And so, but it's basically understanding the infinite possibilities of what can bring us closer to reaching higher levels of fulfillment. And it comes in from, sometimes it's very neuroscience heavy, quantum physics heavy, energy, spiritual heavy, but it can also be very linear stuff, but it's every little element of life from every different facet that I possibly can, the people I'm interviewing and so forth, to bring something to the table to help an individual level up in some way, shape, or form.
Okay. And you're on all the platforms. People can find it on all, like Apple, all the podcasts.
I'm almost certain I'm on almost every single one.
Yeah. I believe you. Okay, so we only have like a minute left. So is there anything that you want to mention and tell people the best way that they can reach out to you?
Best way to connect with me is my hub, is my website, empoweryourreality.com. You can find my socials on there, the podcast, my books, and the classes and everything. It's everything right there at empoweryourreality.com.
Okay. And is there anything you that we didn't get to cover that you felt was really important that you want to say? I want to make sure I cover everything. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, totally. The one thing I would just say is, you know, trust, you're more powerful than you can ever imagine. Even I don't know how powerful I am, even I'm in this work doing it. It's just trust the process that life's always here to support you, and always things are here for your greater good. It's just sometimes you got to go through the storm, and then what happens after every storm? New growth and new life shows. So it's the same process for you. Just trust that journey and trust within, because the answers are there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Vic. It was such a pleasure talking with you today. I really got a lot out of it. I hope you guys did too. Okay, thanks for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and love. Peace.